Welcome to your five for the day. Domestic violence is more prevalent than we think. Just because we cannot see, it doesn't mean it's not happening. Often the beatings and punches and blows are not on the face. A facial wound or bruise would cause suspicion outside the home, increasing the risk of being reported. Thankfully, there are safe havens for women and children in most communities if they need to run for safety. Sadly, animal shelters often outnumber designated shelters for women and children by a long way. It's a tragedy that so many are physically, emotionally, and psychologically at risk due to various forms of abuse. But what about a spiritual safe house or refuge for us when the going gets rough and we're assaulted by the circumstances and happenings of life? Is there a shelter for the spiritually battered? Maybe we're going through a very difficult time right now, experiencing one blow after another, living in fear, wondering where the next hit will come from. We feel vulnerable and exposed and defenseless. At this point, nothing would surprise us. Is there a shelter, a safe house for us? Thank God there is. There was, and there will always be. Psalm 9 reminds us that the Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know his name put their trust in him, for the Lord has not forsaken those who seek him. A modern freestyle rendering goes like this. God is a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment we arrive, we relax. We're never sorry we knocked. The great King David experienced this shelter during difficult periods of his life. But in Psalm 9, he's scanning the distant future when the saints of God and many others will be at great risk as they await the return of Christ, who will defeat every foe in earth's final battle. But we can claim this verse today as well. This safe haven is available to us this very day. If we're oppressed, battered, or in trouble, we can run to the safe house, Christ. We can relax in his presence. Once we have poured out our heart to him, we can just sit there or kneel there or lie there and enjoy his healing therapies. We might not even be in the condition of mind to formulate a coherent prayer. All we need to do is to go inside with all our fretting anxieties, our wet cheeks and red eyes, our running nose and twisted facial muscles. Enter with our soggy, tear-drenched tissues. Just enter. He will minister to all our needs with love, tenderness, grace, forgiveness, and untiring patience. The Lord God understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defence by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears, alarm, no foes affright, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. O rock divine, O refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. O Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. O Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Thank you for listening.